Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Lord is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Thank you so much to Bahle. She's back with you tomorrow morning. She will be taking you through Back to Basic Sunday Life. It is a life feel. And of course, Sipho Polos and Jabulan Dominic, they are on the line. I will start with Sipho Polos in this hour and speak with him, and then also speak with Ujablan. Sipho Polos, sawona, budi wami.
Sawona, fundi samukujani, baba.
Ngiyaphila, iting buza wena ngapho.
Wasibonge, baba, asibingele balele makhaya, asibingele mfowethu Ujablan, igameni inkosi yethu Jesu. Amen.
Awuzweke, awuzweke. Ilong weekend, baba, ngiyathemba ukuthi, hawu, hey, abantu badla amaqatha amaningi. Shota nethi ukuthi umuntu asebenzisisi ngomvulo, umsombuluko. Umuntu asebenzisisi, kumnandi.
Awu, bathilole even namazinyo, baba. Mandisi,
ya, ya. Ukapha ngebhazi okuqala. Ya, ya. Hey, ndodakithi, we are talking about a carnal mind, which is actually an earthly mind, which is also a natural mind, or a mind that is governed by mere human nature. We are looking into that. A mind that is guided by mere human nature. And in this mindset, we also find evil thoughts, the formation of such evil thoughts. And then, of course, also we see imaginations that would come about, which are evil imaginations that would come about, and anything that does not make sense with regards to the Spirit of the Father, anything that does not make the scriptural sense, we see it developing in that carnal mind. It's a mind that fulfills the appetite of the flesh, the understanding which is devoid of the divine understanding, and a dullness of the mind, in a way, the lack of the wisdom of the Father in the kind of the mind also. We see that. We also see, amongst many things, many people call it logic. Yeah. You know, yeah, they call it common sense. Many people say, but that's how my mind it is. That's how my mind is like, you know. And then others even prefer to call it human nature. And that is where it is wrong. The word of the Father speaks with regards to this. In Psalm 49 verses 11, it says, their inner thoughts, or their inner thought is that their houses will last forever. Their dwelling places to all generations. They call lands after their own names. It's when a person is carnal, they are self-centered. Everything worships them. The focus is no longer fixed on the Christ, but on them. That is what we refer to as a carnal mind. Romans chapter 1 verse 28 says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. A mind that has no foundation of Christ and is doing things that are not fitting according to the righteousness of the Father. What comes to mind about this, Sipho?
Well, what a topic from this today, a carnal mind. And indeed, from this, a carnal mind is a self-worshipping mind.
Yeah.
It's a mind that is full of flesh, that is always craving and always attracting the things of the world. And it's devoid of the Spirit of God, as you mentioned while you were introducing the topic.
Yeah.
What more I know of it in front is Wuti, it's also the culture of the world. In other words, when somebody is carnally minded, it's always governed by human nature. It's always governed by feelings. It always work in terms of what we see today. So carnality, it is also subjected, it's not always subjected to the law of God. In other words, if you refuse to talk order, you take order from the law of love. In other words, it's always related to the body pleasure and other carnal activities. like this Zimbabwe that could feel something that you can always find the Bible in front of you. If you feel it, just do it. In other words, you don't simply just refer to God, but what you feel it, you simply just do it. In other words, the culture that operates to the mind of these people of Israel.
Mm. And then we see also in some instances, we will come this when we talk to Jablani also about this. We see also in some instances, and I like it when you say it's a mind that is concerned with the captivation of the world. And then it shows exactly that. You know, what really also can be said to support what you said is in Romans chapter 8, verse 7. And it says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. A mind that is an enemy of God, the mindset that is an enemy of God and does not obey the laws of God. What is your take there, Sipho?
That's true indeed. From this, I was looking to that scripture, but I started in verse 6, where it says, now the mind of the flesh, of which there is a carnal mind, which is sense and reasoning without the Holy Spirit. In other words, the carnal mind is void of the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
When this verse, it is deadly. Death that comprises of all the misery that arises from sin, both here and after. But the mind of the Holy Spirit, it is alive, full of the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
In short, a carnal mind is void of the Spirit of God. In other words, it leads to the eternal destruction that sometimes we think carnal mind is always deadly. In other words, you think of the present today, nothing of the future, and it does not always subscribe to the things of God. We've seen many people in front of this who operate with a carnal mind. In other words, they cannot even please God. And in your life, if you cannot please God, unfortunately, as I said, part of it, you are walking after the flesh, not after the things of the Spirit.
Absolutely there. We will hear Jablani and as to what he says a carnal mind is and what it is even all about. Just after this little jiffy, we say, Sawubona, Jabu.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. Or WhatsApp 067-429-7564. Or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button. Or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring 24 hours a day.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Lord is doing you good. And of course, I'm talking also to Jablani Dominic. I was talking to Sipho Paulus Rateve, the man of God, Mrutuanga. And of course, Senkuluma no Jablani. And let's welcome him. Jabu, welcome, sir. Blessings to you.
Greetings, my friend, in the name of Jesus Christ, and also let me greet the wonderful listeners, also in the name of Jesus, and my friend, Sipho, in Jesus' name. So we thank God for this opportunity just to fellowship together in the Word, you know, and then as we focus on the topic, the carnal mind. So, you know, like this is really something that we need to guard against, you know, because carnality has got to do with everything that gratifies the desires of the flesh. Everything that focuses on self, you know. Everything that focuses, you know, like, on the flesh, on the earthly things, instead of the spiritual things of the Lord, you know.
Yeah.
So also, even the word of God in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, it says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mind. You shall meditate on it day and night, you know. So it says out of your mouth, actually. Mm. You shall meditate on it day and night, yeah. And you shall see to it to do as it says. And then you will make your ways prosperous and successful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it means that that's the only way for us to focus on pleasing God. That is the only way for us to really be able to control our minds to please God, instead of our minds, you know, like seeking to gratify the desires of the flesh, is to make sure that we guard the meditations that we keep in our minds. We keep check of the things that we think about. We keep check of the things that, you know, like we allow to occupy us. The Word of God says that you have the mind of Christ. You know, when we have the mind of Christ, indeed, everything that we think will glorify God, will give God the praises. But when we do not have this mind of Christ, it means we have the carnal mind. We are controlled by carnality. Everything that we think, it's evil. Everything that we think, it's wickedness. Everything that we think is not worthy of edification or exhortation, you know, or encouraging. But it's just there to destroy, to kill, and to steal. You know, it's exactly like, you know, the characteristics of Satan, which is to steal, kill, and destroy.
Mm.
So in the Word of God, in Romans chapter 8, verse 6 to 7, the Word of God says, "For the mind set on the flesh is death." The mind that is set on the flesh is death.
Mm.
So what type of a mind is that? It's a carnal mind. A mind that is set on the flesh. It's everything about you, everything about worldliness, everything about materialism, everything about, you know, like, everything that does not really bring glory to God. That is the mind that is set on the flesh. Mm. And that is death. So it means if you are occupied by such a mind, you are heading on to destruction.
Mm.
You know, because that mind does not glorify God. But let's continue. It says there also, "But the mind that is set on the Spirit is life and peace." That's the mind of Christ.
Mm.
The mind that is set on the Spirit. It is life and peace. As I said at first, that the Word of God declares that we have the mind of Christ. This is the mind that should occupy us at all times, so that we know that we've got the benefit of life and peace at the expense of the benefit of the mind that is set on the flesh, which is death. And then it continues to say, "Because the mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God." You see, this is the carnal mind. It's hostile toward God. In other words, there is nothing that is pleasing from the mind that is set on the flesh. There is nothing that glorifies God. There is nothing that pleases God, you know, because this mind is set, actually, it's set towards the flesh. Just everything that I do, you know, even at my work, I never consider my work as the means for me to really be a blessing, you know, and continue to serve God and do the great things that He has set for me. But I see my work as the means for me to go out and outclass people and shine and buy fancy cars, live in luxurious places, of which there is nothing wrong. But the motive, you know, the attitude behind that, the spirit behind, it's carnality. It's carnality, because all those things you are doing them out of competition, out of jealousy, out of envy. That is all carnality. That's the carnal mind, which is hostile toward God. And it says lastly, "For it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so."
Yeah.
That's the carnal mind. It cannot subject itself to the law of God. So there is nothing that can, you know, like you can teach a carnal mind. There is nothing of God that you can say to a carnal mind, you know. It's like, you know, a person that you are trying to correct, and they always feel like, you know, like you are offending them, or you are judging them because you are correcting them. That's carnality. There is nothing that you can say to a carnal mind, because it cannot subject itself to the law of God. That is why we need to be free from this spirit. We need God to set us free, and also that He fills us with the mind of Christ, the mind of the Spirit, hallelujah. The mind that is set on the Spirit, you know. And then the benefit of that is that we will have life and have peace, you know, at all times. So we need to really to guard against that. So carnality is very dangerous. Carnal mind is what we really need to allow God to deliver us from and be occupied by the mind of Christ. And also keep check on our minds by making sure that we're meditating on the word of God at all times. As I quoted Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, that this book of the law shall not depart out of our mouths. We shall meditate on it day and night. When we do so, we are like infiltrating our minds with the word, with the law of God, so that it can always, you know, be focused onto the things of God, be focused onto that which God wants about us. So, indeed, we need to really keep check. And I believe that as we do so, the Lord will help us to really always please Him with our thought lives and also even with our meditations, as we are already filled with the mind of Christ.
Absolutely, as we are already filled with the mind of Christ. Let us take a song. Let us take a song. It's a Sunday feel, by the way. You know, when we take a song, it will be the music of Nicole C. Mellon. And the name of the song is Redeemer. Enjoy.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit. Impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
At Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone. In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Be doers of the Word with 657 AM, Sounds of Life.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Lord is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Super Paulus, Jablan Dominic with me on the lines, of course. And the issue here, it is to talk about the carnal mind, what the carnal mind is even all about, what it does to us, things to be careful about when it comes to this formation of carnality. And things to be careful of, because a carnal mind really gives quite a lot of problems. You know, when one wants to live for the Lord, they can't live for Him in a proper way. It becomes much of a problem, I should say. And of course, Super Paulus is also on the line with regards to this. I am reading the word in Ephesians, again, of course. I am reading the word in Ephesians 4, verse 17. It says, "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind." And it says, "In the futility of their minds." Colossians chapter 1, verses 21, it says, "And you who were once alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now He has reconciled." So we see we have been enemies in our minds by wicked works, you know, and it also speaks of no longer walking as the rest of the Gentiles in the futility of their mind, which means ngezingqondo nemicabango yabo. emukisa ekubhujisweni. And of course also there enemies in our minds because of the wicked works of the minds by then, says we were alienated. Umqondo ohlukanisiwe wasuswa kuNkulunkulu. Onemicabango yokwenza okubi. Eish, my daughter. What comes to mind, man of God?
It is so certain from the Suguti, some of us, they are still there. But thank God to Guti's Gankunguliti, some of us, they were used to be. In other words, we thank for the blood of Jesus Christ that has already delivered us from this carnality of our mind. Because carnality, it cannot even subject and submit to God. As we've read earlier on from this womb, Guli chapter that is funda kuyo verse 7 or corner, Lumfundi, Romans chapter 8. In terms of stress and the cool, because the mind of the flesh, that is carnal thoughts and purpose, is hostile to God. It does not subject itself to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. In other words, futility, it comes whereby we operate in that carnality of our mind.
Yes.
So we need to always be filled with the Spirit of God. No wonder, we need the mind of Christ. When our mind is being transformed to be like of Christ, we operate in a dimension whereby Christ is in. So carnality, it always subscribes to the flesh. It always subscribes and submit itself anything that is earthly. And it always have this egocentricity. In other words, it always sent us to its humanity. In other words, I cannot approve because this egocentricity is always all about myself. When you speak about carnality, why? Because these things that always approve everything, things that they always is all about self and all about themselves. So carnality is always selfish. It does not recognize God. It always enjoys in the temporary pleasure of this world.
Eish.
I've been reminded of this Moses, a little Bible, because he was not operating with the carnal mind. He knew that I'm a foreigner in this world. In other words, I have to operate not in the culture of this world, but I must operate in the mindset of it.
Yeah.
Of which carnality, it operates to the culture of this world. It always cater to the appetite and impulse of this carnal nature. In other words, Paul says, man, when I'm saying good, I don't feel like you call me so great. I operate, I cater to that. If I feel like I'm saying that, I operate in that dimension. In other words, I'm no longer subject and submitted my mind in godly things. In other words, in Fundis, where vessel Fundis, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17, it shows the futility of the carnal mind. At the same time, Colossians chapter 21, which is, we always operate that mind that is always enemy to God. In other words, when God speaks, because he was. I mean, operating and subscribing to a carnal mind. He did not, I am a brother's keeper now. Whereas God understands, and he understands what he did. But unfortunately, the same part he was operating on the carnal mind. In Ephesians chapter 2, always one from this, emphasize the Colossians chapter 1, 21, okay, we operate in the enemy of our mind. Chapter 1, in chapter 2, verse 1. Okay, anywhere death in your trespass and sin, in which you want, you walk, following the course of the world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit down that is operating in the sons of disobedience, among whom all live in the passion of their flesh, carrying out the desire of their body and their mind, and where the nature of the children of God, like the rest of mankind. In other words, we operate with carnal mind. We see people operating in the passion of the world. We see people catering to the appetite and the impulse of the carnal mind that is always contrary to the Spirit of God.
It's always contrary to the Spirit of God. It doesn't go according to the Spirit of the Father. Now, we also see the Word says something also, Lapaya. Go Colossians and Zobiela Guyo, but in chapter 2, verse 18, it says, let no one cheat you of your reward, taking delight in false humility and worship of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. The fleshly mind that puffs us up. Ingqondo le esiguquzelayo ukuthi sibe nokuzigabisa. Eish, ngeke inkosi. Unokuyibona naphakathi kwethu angithi thola ukuthi hey but lo uNkulunkulu yamsebenzisa kakhulu. Bona ukuthi aseyifikile ingqondo yokuzigabisa. La khona bathu ne anointing yokudlula. Yeah, une anointing yokudlula abanye. Yena makushumayela wonke abantu bafanele bathobe. Uthini ke ngalenje kafuku? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's also a difference because we need to guard our heart. Remember, it's going to go to Proverbs 4. In everything that a man should guard our heart. In other words, we need to guard our heart because sometimes when they say, if we operate the carnal mind, here let's tell you what you want to shumail, I don't want to shumail. I found out that the ninja, not because I'm interested, but I want to know what were they coping without it? That is carnal mind. Sometimes the spirit of pride, it's now always trying to Romans chapter 7, verse 14, we know that the law is spiritual, but the creature of the flesh, that is carnal, it's unspiritual, has been sold into slavery under the control of sin. In other words, carnal mind is always under the slavery of our sin. In other words, it's unspiritual. When we operate in that dimension of the carnal mind, we are being enslaved by sins that is within us. And in our own security, we need not even to follow carnality, because whenever we operate in a carnal mind, we are solding ourselves under the impression and the slavery of the sinful nature that we are born with.
Yeah, it's important that we be careful. And singa peleli sisi abantu who are puffed up in our mind. The mind that makes one to feel that they are better than others is a puffed up mind. It's a carnal mind. And lento yatholakala nasebazalwaneni. Nabanye benkonzo. Ati tina singono kunalabanya sipho. Ati singono tina. Uthi ingalo.
Ngokuvela nje mfundisi ngeCDN enivezele eniyade neyicopa sise ucabamse ngono. Ngokuvela nje ushumayela kule 30 minutes slot abakunikeza yona kule ya TV channel. It does not mean ukuthi you are special and so powerful. No, it is God's grace and mercy ukuthi you wanted the gospel to carry on. But unfortunately, carnality, it simply just creeps in. Go along. Come and bring the link. We lay hands. Bazo peel. The question is there anybody capable to do all this miracle? Unless God operates through that effort.
Yeah.
And receive a powerful man of God. You are serving a powerful God. You are not powerful. In other words, this pop up. It can be dangerous because it always steals the glory that is due to God. We have to repent. First John chapter 2, verse 14. The desire is of the flesh. It desires of the flesh, eyes and pride, that is possession, does not follow God. Other words, it's from the world. It's carnally. because akasavela uNkulunkulu enikele udumo ngoba icarnality ithi let me be seen, let me be great, let God be less. Whereas to John, let me decrease and God increase.
Let me decrease and God increase. You know, it's good when we have the minds that would always make us to fix our eyes on Yeshua HaMashiach. You know, of our salvation. It's very important. Yeah. Let's take a song that does exactly that, that tells us to do exactly that.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You are with Radio Pulpit AM 657, your daily companion. My name is Ephraim. Would you like to know how you can reach more audience through various advertising platforms? Contact me on ephraim@radiopulpit.co.za for more information on our tailor-made budget-fitting options. Wishing you a successful and blessed year further.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Lord is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way on this Sunday, man. Back to basics. In this basic feel, man. It's a basic feel. And some songs really coming in quite handy there. You will hear some Dr. Toomey as time goes on. And of course, the very aspect and issue a carnal mind. We are talking about that as to what it is even all about, what it entails, what it stands for. We are looking into that. And when you look into Titus chapter 1, verse 15, it says, to the pure, all things are pure, but to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. But even their mind and consciences, or the conscience, is defiled. And here you see a person who says, I am in Christ, but you still live an old life. I am in Christ, but you still have an evil heart. That is carnality in itself. That is what carnality is even all about. When you can't see things the way the Father sees them, you see them the way your basic lusts, the basic man, inyama, tells you to see them. Isiko langakini, it tells you to see them. You don't see them from the perspective of the Father. And that is where the problem is. And that is where we miss it much of the times when it comes to the issue of staying in the Lord, because carnality starts to take advantage of us and breaks us apart. And before we know it, we are caught up in traps we never thought we would be caught up in. We start doing things that we never thought we would be doing. But we don't realize that there needs to be a total revolution, transformation of our mind, a total renewing of our mind. Romans chapter 12 speaks with regards to that in verse 2. Now, it says then, to the pure, all things are pure. To the pure, all things are pure. So if you are not pure, but if you are defiled and unbelieving, nothing will be pure. And this is simply because of a mind that has been defiled. We must be careful, therefore. A carnal mind is a mind that has been defiled, a mind that has been made dirty by the wickedness of the old life that persists. When we say someone has not repented, that is what we are talking about. We see that much of the times. And that is where we need to be careful much of the times. Let's hear what Jablan is saying with regards to this. And of course, with regards to a carnal mind, let's hear him out as he speaks to us. Jabu, what do you say?
You know, carnal mind can be so dangerous, you know, to our lives as believers. So that is why we need to really make sure that we are filled with the mind of Christ, as I've said even at first. Also, just to add, according to the book of Philippians chapter 4, I'm just going to take maybe verse 7 and verse 8 there also. We are taught about how we can be able to really make sure that, you know, our minds are pleasing to God instead of being occupied by the carnal mind. You know, in verse 7 it says, "And the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." You see, if our minds are guarded by the peace of God, then, you know, we know that everything we think, everything, you know, like that we meditate on will be pleasing to God, because they are guarded by the peace of God. And then it says in verse 8, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." You see, as children of God, we are instructed to think about only these things. There is nothing else that we are to think about. There is not even here that the Word of God says we must think about. There are no grudges. There are no unforgiveness. There are no envy and jealousies that are mentioned in this word. But it says, you know, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is noble, we should only focus on the truth, hallelujah, instead of the lies that the devil speaks, you know, or the people speaks. We should take only the truth. Let our minds, you know, be like the dwelling place of the truth, of that which is noble, that which is right, that which is pure, that which is lovely and admirable. Let our minds always meditate on such things as those, you know. That's the sign that really we are occupied by the mind of Christ when we think like that. But when we think otherwise, like think about grudges, unforgiveness, we think how to hurt others, how to revenge, you know, how to really steal, you know, how to really steal the position from this person, you know, all those evil things that we might be thinking about, that will be the sign that we are occupied by the carnal mind. Which is not good for us. As I've said even at first, that it leads to death. It leads to destruction. So we are to make sure that at all times, these are the things that occupy us and that we think about. The things that are good, that are pure, the things that are righteous, that are holy. You know, if there is anything that is excellent, try to be a person that always try to find something that is good from a bad thing. I don't know if you heard me. Hallelujah. I don't know if you heard me. You know, there are, you know what differentiates between the people who think right and the people who think wrong, actually, the carnal people and the people who are filled with the mind of Christ. It's how really they choose. Hallelujah. They choose to see things. Like you might find a garment, a white garment, that maybe it's pure white, just with a little spot. You know, the person who's got a pure mind or the mind of Christ, instead of seeing the small spot, will see the pure garment, like a clean garment. But the person who is filled with carnality, instead of the, you know, like the seeing the white cloth, they will see the small spot. Hallelujah. So let us try to magnify the good, you know, out of the people. Even if the people might be bad to us, but let us focus on that which is pure, that which is good, that which is excellent, that which is lovely, so that you can be able to glorify and to please God. Hallelujah. How great and awesome it is. Carnal mind is not for us. The mind of Christ is for us. So at all times, let us make sure that we focus on that which is good at all times. You know, so that you can be able to please God. Also, if we go in the book of Colossians chapter 1, verse 21, the Word of God says, "And although you were formerly alienated and hostile in mind, engaged in evil deeds," you see, this is when, before we received the mind of Christ, before we became born again, this is how we were. We were just thinking the way we want. We were occupied by all the thoughts of Satan, all the lies of Satan, all the wickedness of Satan. You know, it says, you know, like you were formerly alienated, hostile in mind, engaged in evil deeds. Hallelujah. But now we are the children of God. We are born again. We are changed. We are renewed now. Hallelujah. That's why even in Romans chapter 12, it says, "Let your mind be renewed you know, by the way, hallelujah. So the way for us to really keep our minds in check is for them to be renewed by the word. Let us feed our minds by the word. Let us be intentional in what we think about. Hallelujah. Because otherwise, if you are not intentional, it's very easy to wander, you know, in your thought life. You will find yourself thinking about things that you never planned to. But it's because you are not keeping check of your mind, intentionally choosing to think about the things that will glorify God and that will please God, instead of focusing on the evil and the wickedness that the devil would like you to think about, you know. The devil will make your mind just to wander, you know, just to wander, because as they say that a wandering mind is the devil's playground. So he will make sure that you just wander, you know, think about anything that is evil, that does not glorify God. So be intentional in your thought life. Choose to meditate on that which is good. Choose to meditate on that which is pure, that which glorifies God. Because now you are a child of God, you are born again, you've got a renewed mind, you've got the mind of Christ, you're no longer engaged into evil deeds, your mind is no longer hostile now. Hallelujah. So be intentional. Think that which is good to God, that which glorifies God, that is which is worthy to edify people and to also even encourage and strengthen people instead of destroying them.
Instead of destroying people, let your mind be a mind that builds, not a mind that spills blood, and a mind that accuses falsely. And that word is quite important to look into. And then, as I said in Titus chapter 1, verses 15, to the pure all things are pure, but to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure, but even their mind and conscience are defiled. So we must be careful about that we don't find ourselves defiled in our minds and conscience. And we know what the carnal mind is all about. When we see these kinds of things, whereas the word says you fix your eyes on Yahushua Mashiach, the author and the perfect of your salvation. Ay, bona no. Mpege net gutubani owenze intengati puta. Bese nyaitata nyoyenza. Isevisi yam. Nyoyiprisha. Nesemon yam. Nyoyiprisha bese ngiti. Umoya ongambulele. Ya. Kusuke ku umoya omubi ngempela. A carnality of a sort. We really need to be careful about these things, and they are really serious.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Berger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.